观众朋友们，大家好，欢迎收看《美国观察》。美国国务卿蓬佩奥星期四与梵蒂冈的官员会晤。美国国务院的书面声明表示，国务卿蓬佩奥在与教廷官员的会晤中讨论了捍卫宗教自由以及其他人权问题的重要性，并且对中国的局势表达了特别的关切。下面我们来看美国之音常驻国务院记者张荣香的报道。
美国国务卿蓬佩奥星期四抵达梵蒂冈进行访问，并且与梵蒂冈教廷国务卿帕罗林枢机主教以及梵蒂冈外交部长保罗·加拉格尔大主教举行了45分钟的会谈。会谈的重点除了中国的宗教自由问题，还包括了中东以及白俄罗斯等区域问题。美国国务院在会谈之后通过书面声明表示，双方讨论了捍卫宗教自由和其他人权问题的重要性，并且就中国的局势表达特别的关切。双方还讨论了委内瑞拉、黎巴嫩、中东以及白俄罗斯等区域问题。梵蒂冈发言人在书面声明中表示，双方在尊重、开放和诚挚的气氛下，各自表述了对中国关系的立场以及对世界上一些其他冲突的观点。帕罗林枢机主教星期三在一场推进宗教自由的会议当中表示，对宗教自由的攻击通常是由于恐惧和意识形态所引起的，例如某些集权政府对一些宗教施加严厉的限制，某些少数民族因此受到迫害。
美国国务院一位高级官员表示，美国和梵蒂冈在有关中国宗教自由的问题上有着相同的目标和策略，只是实现这些目标的方法不同。以上是美国之音常驻国务院记者张荣香的报道。
美国国会众议院情报委员会指出，如果不在资金以及优先次序方面做出重大的改变，美国的情报界在未来的几十年内将难以与中国竞争。
国会情报委员会星期三的报告发表后，众议院情报委员会主席亚当西夫表示，如果不立即对资源的优先次序和配置进行重大调整，在今后几十年的时间里，美国在全球舞台上与中国在外交、经济和军事上的竞争将准备不足。美国国家情报总监约翰·拉特克里夫表示，他很高兴国会认识到中国对美国构成的国家安全威胁比任何其他国家都大。报告建议美国情报界把旨在培养下一代中国分析人士的项目正式化并扩大其范围，并培育具有中国专业知识的情报官员。众议院的强迫维吾尔人劳动披露法要求在美国的上市公司必须披露其在新疆地区的业务运营、往来及生产供应链细节。此前一周，众议院以压倒式的结果通过了防止强迫维吾尔劳动法。法案将全面禁止进口所有来自新疆的产品，除非企业提供明确和令人信服的证据，证明其供应链中没有强迫劳动，才可获准进口。这两部法案都还必须经过参议院通过，才能送交特朗普总统签署惩罚。迪克森局长星期三操纵波音737 MAX 进行了2小时的评估飞行，期间他测试了好几个波音为防止发生空难而改进的设计与操作升级。有两架波音737 MAX 在5个月的时间里先后坠毁，造成346人遇难。监管人员随后在2019年3月下令停飞所有波音737 MAX。迪克森局长之前保证说，在他亲自驾驶这种飞机并确信其安全之前，他不会批准复飞。目前他表示对情况感到满意。与此同时，美国众议院交通运输和基础设施委员会星期三无异议通过了得到两党支持的法案，在波音737 MAX 空难事件之后，对 FAA 飞机认证程序进行改革。
总统大选的首场辩论，政治学教授们还有专家有什么样的看法？我们一起去了解一下。
特朗普和拜登就特朗普在新冠病毒大流行、医疗保健和经济方面的记录展开激烈辩论。加州斯坦福大学的政治学教授布鲁斯·凯恩称，这场辩论是一团糟。
But I think for viewers it was very frustrating. There wasn't much substance at all. I was ready to take notes, and I stopped taking notes after about 5 or 10 minutes. I could see this wasn't going anywhere.
主持人克里斯·华莱士难以控制辩论，两位白宫竞争者在发言中互相干扰，造成任何一方都难以表达观点。哥伦比亚大学政治分析家林肯·米切尔认为，这场辩论并没有为候选人加分。
On balance, my sense was this. I don't think either candidate picked up a new voter or switched a voter from one side to the other during that debate.
加州斯坦福大学的政治学教授布鲁斯·凯恩对后续总统辩论提出了看法。
My biggest takeaway is I hope that the next two debates between these two are better. And I think the American public is going to demand that. I think Donald Trump has to actually talk about what his health care plan is. He actually has to talk about what he's planning to do about COVID. He's got to be much more explicit. AndBiden has to spend time explaining issues about the economy. What is he going to do in terms of taxes? How is he going to recover? How is he going to pay for some of the programs that he's put forward?
按计划，两位总统候选人本月将再进行两次总统辩论。美国之音电视报道。
随着美国2020年总统大选进入了最后的冲刺阶段，十月惊奇这一个词也越来越频繁地出现在人们的讨论之中。那么今年的大选是否会出现与中国相关的十月惊奇呢？我们一起来看看美国之音记者平章的报道。
随着2020年美国总统大选进入最后的冲刺阶段，十月惊奇这个词越来越频繁地出现在讨论当中。作为美国政治选举当中的一个术语，十月惊奇指的是在十一月初的投票日前夕突发的，有可能会对选举产生重大影响的事件。鉴于特朗普和拜登在这届选战当中在中国议题上多有交锋，那么今年是否会出现跟中国相关的十月惊奇呢？
It's also worth, of course, being imaginative during this time, because we have already seen so many developments in the U.S.-China relationship.That might once have seemed inconceivable. And we have obviously a hyper politicized environment in which nothing can be ruled out. And so I think it's worth discussing, but probably unlikely given the fact that, among other things, the administration is very busy focusing on all of the crises at hand and, of course, the upcoming election.
Political 和清晨咨询公司在9月11日到14日所进行的一项联合民调显示，在几大选举议题当中，中国议题在美国选民心目当中的重要性排在最末位。在近2000名受访的注册选民当中，只有 35% 的人认为中国议题对于他们的投票决定非常重要。这一比例在民主党选民当中是 29%， 在共和党选民中是 47%。相比而言，经济、医保和新冠疫情是最有决定性的大选议题，认为他们非常重要的选民均达到了70%以上。因此，有分析人士认为，特朗普和拜登的竞选团队都不太可能刻意地制造跟中国相关的十月惊奇来提振自身的选情。不过，也有分析人士认为，虽然中国议题在美国选民心目当中并不是最重要的，但是如今中国议题跟其他更受关注的议题，比如说新冠疫情和经济交织在一起，这使得中国议题在美国选战的最后阶段还是会不断的出现。
One pollster I talked to named Frank Luntz had an interesting perspective. He said that although the China issue is not the most important to American voters, nonetheless, Trump may try to continue to run on that issue because he polls.Well on that issue. So he is viewed a little bit favorably to Biden in terms of his ability to handle China. So he might press that advantage. So then it makes me think, okay, if there is an October surprise, if the Trump administration and Republican strategists have determined that the China issue is a live issue, then it's not hard to believe.
威尔特还认为今年是否会出现跟中国相关的十月惊奇，不仅仅取决于华盛顿，还取决于北京是否会在美国的总统大选之前采取扰乱选举的行为。尽管威尔特认为北京这么做的可能性并不大。
Beijing could be doing itself a serious strategic disservice if it seemed that it was trying to put a thumb on the scale, and it would face tremendous blowback from whichever candidate is elected.
Politico 近日向多位中国问题专家询问，如果出现了跟中国相关的十月惊奇，最有可能是什么？据威尔特介绍，他们获得的最多的答案是特朗普宣布退出和中国签订的第一阶段贸易协议。
Partly because it is eminently within the administration's power unilaterally to walk away. Partly because it is not terribly bureaucratically complex for the administration to at least say it's going to step away from the deal, even if technically it doesn't leave the deal until after the election. And finally, of course, there is disagreement, a split within the administration over approach to China generally and the agreement.
此外，还有专家预测，今年的十月惊奇有可能会是特朗普政府在南中国海上对中国采取军事行动。不过，乔治华盛顿大学的政治学教授劳拉·布朗认为，这种做法并不会有助于特朗普的竞选，因为这跟他的竞选主张是矛盾的。
One of the realities of President Trump's campaign is that he has argued that he has pulled us out of military engagements. He has told not only his supporters, but those on the other side that in fact everyone else, other Republicans and other Democrats, have been far too trigger happy or quick to engage in military activities. And so it would be a contradiction of his own belief that the United States needs to pull out of activities in the world and focus on the country itself for him to then engage in kind of wartime or military operations.
劳拉·布朗教授还认为，即使今年真的出现了十月惊奇，其影响力也会低于往届。
I do think that it is important to realize that in this incumbent presidential re-election campaign, many of the voters are already decided. And importantly, many voters are casting ballots early. So even if there were some sort of foreign international event or some kind of new revelation about President Trump, diplomacy, or even connections to Vice President Biden, there is a low probability that there would be impact on the electoral results.
在美国总统大选的历史上，十月惊奇多次发生。分析人士普遍认为，这些十月惊奇究竟是偶然事件，还是背后有人精心策划？这是一件很难被证明的事情。更难被证明的是，这些十月惊奇究竟在多大程度上影响了选举结果？毕竟选举是众多事件效应叠加的产物。
新冠疫情仍然在持续，不过有迹象表明死亡率正在下降，而现在的感染者的状况也好于早期的感染者。
尽管新冠病毒死亡人数继续攀升，但专家表示有迹象表明某些地区的死亡率正在下降。 美国疾病预防控制中心称，死亡证书显示，截至9月19日那一周，由于肺炎、流感或新冠病毒死亡的百分比为 6.6%， 低于前一周的近 10%。 英国研究表明，8月份的死亡率为 1.5%， 而4月份疫情高峰时期的死亡率则超过了 6%。 牛津大学医学教授马丁·兰德瑞表示，医务人员更多的了解如何治疗患者，包括使用类固醇地塞米松。
We now know that for those patients on ventilators, you can reduce mortality by a third with a simple, inexpensive, widely available treatment. We didn't know that, we do now. We also know that remdesivir reduces hospital stay, but we don't yet know still whether that actually improves survival. And keeping people out of hospital or reducing their stay in hospital is important, but it's not the key factor. The key factor is, can we save lives?
兰德瑞是英国国家临床试验康复项目的首席研究员，该项目正在大规模研究现有药物，以确定其有效性。
Hydroxychloroquine, despite all its previous hype and advocacy and so on, does not work in patients in hospital. We know that lopinavir, ritonavir, so an HIV treatment, widely recommended, widely used, that also doesn't work.
当社区和大学都在决定如何最好的防御病毒时，一些专家认为新冠病毒会像其他病毒一样继续存在下去。戴维·海曼教授是世界卫生组织传染病战略和技术咨询小组的成员。
At present, it appears that it may become endemic. And if so, then we need to learn to live with this virus as we learn to live with HIV, as we've learned to live with other infectious diseases, most of which have come from the animal kingdom into humans at some time in the past.
杰西·古德曼博士曾在美国食品和药物管理局任职，现在是乔治城大学的首席科学家。
We are going to have an ongoing challenge with COVID. The good news is,We know ways to reduce the impact. You know, we know now that social distancing can work. We know now that wearing masks can reduce both the risk to others and the risk to yourself. And we need really consistent public health messaging around this and engagement.
他说，这将有助于保持经济的发展，并避免进行社会封锁。美国之音迪亚洛报道。
Everyone always says, "Oh, well, why didn't that person just leave? They must, you know, somehow like secretly this treatment." But the truth is, abuse is a cycle.
一个因安全顾虑不愿意透露姓名的家庭暴力幸存者说：“这就像和一个定时炸弹生活在一起。”
I finally reached the point where I felt that if I did not leave the marriage, that I would be dead within a year, either because he would have killed me, I might have committed suicide, or the stress of living in the situation was so severe that I would get cancer or something like that.
但那是大流行之前的事，他在办公室的全职工作以及能够和亲朋好友面对面的接触帮助他摆脱了危险。而现在由于新冠疫情，家庭虐待的受害者比以往任何时候都更难逃脱出来。
We see more abusers using COVID as a technique to hold power and control over their victims. So they'll either not let someone leave the house and threaten them, if you leave, you can't come back in because you'll have COVID, or not letting them leave the house in the first place.
What we've noticed is that we're serving the same number of people, but the situations are so much more dangerous.Cases involving strangulation, cases involving firearms, cases involving other weapons. We've seen a massive increase in these types of cases.
根据研究人员的说法，至少14个城市的家庭虐待事件出现了上升趋势。
We used calls made to the police during 2020, and then we compared them with calls during 2019, and we found that the increase was about 7.5% during March, April, and May. Most areas and mostracial groups and income groups had similar effect sizes, and we found evidence of large increases for new households.
更让检察官担心的是，受害者，特别是未成年人，无法寻求帮助。
children who may have been able to go to school and perhaps report what's happening in their home are now doing remote learning. So there's no opportunity to speak to that trusted adult in their school to let them know what's happening in their home.
但仍然有办法得到帮助。受害者可以打热线电话，他们可以向主管当局寻求保护令，还可以向名为出路这样的团体的治疗师通过在线联系。
We work on creating a safety plan to identify triggers.To identify, unsafe locations, whether that be, you know, if they see that their partner is becoming escalated, you know, moving out of the kitchen, you know, because that's where weapons can be.
这个幸存者说，痊愈是可能的，但需要勇气和耐心才能摆脱虐待的恶性循环。
These situations have a way of destroying your soul, making you doubt everything about yourself.So what I would say is be gentle with yourself. Don't think that there's something wrong with you if you got out 3 months ago and you're not walking on clouds. It takes a very long time. I'm still a work in progress, as we all are.
美国之音记者巴尔德拉斯，马里兰州切维查斯报道。
在其他的重要消息方面，
北加州的酒乡星期一因强风在已经烧焦的地区煽起烈焰而再度起火，因而促使对五万多人发出疏散令。索诺马县和纳帕县有53000多人接到疏散令，仅仅在圣罗莎就有超过13000个家庭受到威胁，有些居民选择留下来试图挽救自己的住家。帕特里克·瑞安住在圣罗莎外围还没有加入索诺马县的独立地区，他说当他的邻居熬了一整夜用水管浇湿他们住房屋顶的时候，他也加入了他们。瑞安说这次经历让他想起2017年圣罗莎的大火，有22人丧生，摧毁了数以千计的住家。
It's surreal, let me just put it that way. It's like it's, it brings everything about that night in 2017 right back again, soIt's not fun.
新的火灾的起因还在调查中。近年来不计其数的研究已经把美国的野火规模增大和燃烧煤、石油和天然气所引起的全球暖化联系在一起，特别是因为气候变化使得加利福尼亚州变得更加干燥。加利福尼亚州更干燥意味着植物更容易燃烧。
由于健身房大量关闭，纽约人现在爱上了一种新的运动，那就是皮划艇。
Got it. Okay.
苏珊·麦克纳马拉1996年首次尝试皮划艇，从那时开始，她已经在曼哈顿周围划过几百次，有一次甚至沿着美国的大西洋海岸划艇旅游。
My biggest thrill so far is paddling around Manhattan. And one year we did that under a full moon. That's my most favorite and memorable paddle of all.Going out at 8 o'clock and just paddling under a full moon and coming back at 4 in the morning and having the whole river to yourself.
麦克纳马拉说，从大流行病爆发以来，哈德逊河一直都不太拥挤，到最近才改变。健身房和餐厅关门，迫使数以百计的人寻找新的有趣方式来消磨时间并保持身材。艾米·阿尔吉是通过皮划艇找乐子的人之一，他一试之下就爱上了这个运动。
At first, I had no idea what I was getting myself into. I just, something was telling me that I just needed to come here and try it out. And then once I took the basic classes, I started from cracking 1, 2, 3, 4 basics, 1, 2, 3, 4. It just felt so good in the water.
从上第一堂课以来，阿尔吉已经滑到自由女神像，甚至远到康尼岛赏鲸。50公里的长途旅程花了他9个多钟头，在赫德逊河上划艇不是新手的消遣，他更适合经验丰富而且身体强健的皮划艇运动员。由于潮流转向，水流每天会改变方向2次，如果没有考虑到这些变化，皮划艇可能在短短半小时内被潮水带入大西洋。
Come on, you can do it.
埃里克·斯蒂勒是曼哈顿皮划艇公司的管理业主，这是纽约市最老的皮划艇租借和旅游公司。他父亲60多年前开始从德国进口皮划艇，今天59岁的埃里克自豪地接手经营父亲开创的事业。
In kayaking, you're using a lot of core musculature, arms, shoulders, chest, and back, and believe it or not, you're using a fair amount of legs to push off the pegs inside of the kayak as well. So we create a dynamic where we're using our whole body.
斯蒂尔在初夏发现纽约市政府将皮划艇出租指定为必要的生意，因此他不必关门。他制定了一套严格规定，包括强制戴口罩和使用洗手液，但他没有预料新客户会潮涌而入他的店里。
So all of a sudden, we found out, people wanted to come and learn how to kayak and stand up paddleboard as a really great way to get out of their houses after 8 weeks and have a great time. So for us, we found that our demand increased a bit, but we had to match COVID safe with being able to register everybody online in limited numbers per hour.
事实证明需求如此的大，以至于有一阵子在纽约的商店里几乎不可能找到皮划艇。不过像苏珊·麦克纳马拉这样的人并不感到惊讶，毕竟他几十年前已经发现皮划艇的魔力了。美国之音记者德米特尔·维申宁纽约报道。
在纽约市成千上万的餐馆服务员中，许多是胸怀大志的艺术家或演员，他们都在找可以支付账单的日间工作。他们跟随着像桑德拉·布洛克、珍妮弗·安妮斯顿这样出名的演艺人员，以及像马当娜和玛丽亚·凯莉这样出名的歌手的足迹。但随着1000多家纽约市餐馆因新冠病毒被迫关闭，成千上万的工作机会就从此消失了。
I used to work at a Red Lobster. I used to work at Red Lobster. I was I served you. Good. I was a dishwasher. Used to scrape shrimp in the garbage cans and then load up the dishwasher, man. And that was my real job.
任里昂是一个音乐会推广人员。他说，自从新冠病毒爆发以来，他注意到能工作的有才华的音乐艺人减少了。许多人已经永远离开了纽约市，因为餐馆和夜总会关门了，无法雇佣他们。
The Lady Gaga story. If Lady Gaga didn't play in small clubs in New York, we wouldn't have a Lady Gaga. Aren't we glad we have her? Bruce Springsteen. You know, I mean, all of these artists that make the stories and soundtracks of our lives, all of those artists who were working within the restaurant industry to maintain living in New York, to become artists, have now had to make different life choices and have had to leave New York.
在大流行病之前，人们可能在百老汇的星辰饭馆排队一小时，等到进入餐厅，服务员会唱歌招待顾客。而今天，前星辰饭馆员工凯文雷和尤利亚普罗西娜正在筹款支持他们的歌手服务员同事。
It's about 200 plus people. Everybody is trying to find their own path right now. Some of them are creating their own music or something else. Some people are probably going in a totally different direction away from the music, which is kind of sad. We had a lot of talented people here.
因为工作时间的灵活性，凯文可以谱曲并参加巡回演出。而在前途未卜的今天，他创作关于六英尺的歌曲。这就是现在社交距离。
You know, it's everybody's livelihood. It's allowed us to live in this city. It's allowed us an opportunity to perform, to hone our craft, and to have fun while doing it.
艺术家雷切尔·贝瑞在纽约住了15年，从事过许多不同的工作，但只有在酒吧调酒让他有足够的时间和精力来追求艺术。
The flexibility that comes with part-time work for full-time pay has essentially given me the creative freedom to do anything else I want on the side. I mean, you can't be creative, you can't perform, you can't write when your basic needs are in jeopardy.
I worry that we're going to lose something and who knows if we can get it back.
根据美国劳工部的统计，大流行病之前，大约有27万人在纽约市的餐馆工作，今天还不到7万人。尽管环境还在继续变化，负担得起在纽约市追求梦想的有才华的年轻人会越来越少。美国之音记者纳尔逊和安娜莱斯纽约发来的报道。
好的，以上就是今天美国观察的全部内容，感谢您的收看，我们下次节目再见。